from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Wishnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Time to talk about a team that I picked to go down basically out of spite. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Like, I just want West Brom to go down. So, like, somebody explain to me what the heck West Brom adds to the Premier League in the way of entertainment value. Like, they just add nothing at all.
Henry's a very hateful guy, first of all. Let's get that out there.
He's been
known to go off just for no reason whatsoever. I mean, Tony Pulis, right? It's never really been fun to watch, but it's effective. He's the guy that he'll get you points. He'll put you in a spot where you're not going down, and you're not really all that concerned about going down. I know, like, last year West Brom was kind of on that brink, but not really.
Yeah, not really.
When you looked at it, they still survived by 6 points, which is plenty of space. I mean, they have a manager that is very intent on using dead ball plays to regenerate pretty much all the attack, to pack it in, really, you know, play a stagnated game. It's 19th century football, if you will. But it works. He stays in the Premier League, and really considering, I mean, think about it this way. If West Brom had not stayed in the Premier League last year, the amount of money the owners would have lost would have been astronomical. Now they've stayed up. Granted, they haven't really spent it, and they refuse to sell Saito Benrahino, which no one quite gets to this
leaving.
Point.
He's going to leave.
But we've been saying that for two transfer windows. I mean, they just weren't playing him for a long time because Tony Pulis was like, yeah, I'm not really interested in winning. Draws are good enough. We're just not going to play this guy. Yeah. So, I mean, yes, it's not fun, but at the same time, they are a team that is becoming a Premier League fixture, and Tony Pulis is a Premier League manager. He's proven that over the years.
So here's my one thing about that. Pulis gets this reputation as he's going to do what he's doing. He's going to keep the team in the league no matter what happens. He has a reputation until one year it just, like, happens. They get relegated. Like, I compared it in my preview to Roberto Martinez at Wigan. Like, we always thought, oh, he's just going to do, like, they're not good. They probably have the, like, worst of the 20 squads in the league, but they're going to keep staying up. And then they didn't stay up. And I just, so I'm not sure why we have to believe that Pulis is going to continue finishing 13th and 14th. Like, at some point, they're going to get unlucky and other teams are going to get better, which, like, we see the Premier League getting better, and they're just going to surpass West Brom.
So here's my defense of that. I think West Brom, yes, their tactics are really, you know, hurt your eyes when you watch them. But when you look back at how they ended last season, they got a draw with Leicester, they got a draw with Tottenham, yep. They got a draw with Liverpool. You know, these aren't small teams. Those are three of the top teams in the Premier League. When it comes down to it, you know, that's at Leicester. Leicester only lost 3 games the entire season, and West Brom, who was in a relegation scrap, goes to the King Power and gets a draw. At White Hart Lane, he goes and gets a draw when Tottenham's in, like, the thick of the title race. So even when the pressure's on and you're looking at a team that should have no business competing, that's Tony Pulis. That's not really the personnel in the squad.
No, you look at the squad sheet, there's really not a single player to get excited about on their squad list. So we may not like it, but I think we do have to give some credit for Pulis.
Yeah.
And I've got bad news for you, Heather. You may not like this team, but I don't think they're going anywhere. I think they're going to find a way to finish 15th again.
You're probably right. My distaste for Pulis aside, yes, it works. Like, it works. I'll give you that. It works. And I'd say chances are they're probably not going to go down. That doesn't mean I don't want them to go. That doesn't mean I don't want to see them go down.
Yeah, but I mean, it's very similar to the Big Sam thing, right? Because Sam didn't really play attractive football.
Well,
it wasn't fun, but at the same time, it's effective. It's just from a Premier League standpoint, and, you know, Big Sam's lost plenty. He's lost jobs on the fact that it's not fun to watch.
Yeah.
But at the end
and
of
so
the day,
so is Pulis.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when you actually look at it, you're like, yeah, results kind of mean more than how it looks.
Well, look at the Euros we just had. That's kind of become the more acceptable thing right now. It's just to play for results.
Look at Jose Mourinho's career.
Yeah, that's a great way to end this segment, I think. So for all our Premier League previews and for more on how much I hate West Brom, you can go check out sports.yahoo.com/soccer. For Shahan Ahmed, Alex Baker, I'm Henry Wishnell. Thanks for listening.